I'm Kim Helmgard. I'm sitting here with Loic Lemieux, a blogger, serial entrepreneur, at one time digital aide to French President Nicolas Sarkozy, and of course organizer of perhaps the most important internet event in Europe, Le Web. Loic, why are you in London?
Hi Kim, I'm in London for the Founders Forum of Brent Huberman, who is my friend, and it's a small event with like 100 founders from Europe, so it's a good way for me to catch up with Europe. And there is actually also a business reason. I just met with a few possible customers such as Thomson Reuters, and then there is an even sexier reason, which is that I met with your government yesterday, and I'm going to 10 Downing Street in an hour. Because your government is offering me to move Le Web to London next year for the Olympics, after the Olympics. So that's what I'm doing in London. It's pretty exciting. As you see, this is why I have the cufflinks, you know, because I need to behave. I'll have my tie and my suit as well.
I should probably say at this point we're using a tech startup platform called Audio Boo, so we can actually look at these cufflinks.
Right, but they can imagine, I bet.
That's right.
But so we need to be fast, right?
That's right. We're using the free version, so we've got 5 minutes.
Okay.
So my next question is, obviously you spent a lot of time in the European tech space. Now you're in San Francisco. What's the cultural change? What's it like to live out there versus and work out there versus being in Europe?
Well, it's so. I feel like I live in a campus, basically. Yeah. You know, that's why I moved there. It's because in Europe you have to fly a lot, right? So if you want to, that's why I did Le Web. Le Web has 60 countries, 3,000 people in one room in Europe. My conference, and that's why I did it, because it's such a pain in Europe. If you want to do something in Germany, you have to go in 5 cities, right? And then you want to go to Madrid and you keep traveling. So in Silicon Valley, it's not like that. Everybody is between, you know, San Francisco and San Jose. That's a big difference, of course, already. Then the, of course, the spirit is that of a campus. This is why I like this image, is that you feel like, you know, everything you do is related to technology, even if you are not working. So I go kitesurfing and someone from Google or from Facebook will get my kite, you know, up, launch my kite. And then you go into any restaurant, everything is about technology. So if you don't like those conversations, of course, it's not good. But it's very different in that everything is around this and around raising money and getting funded and doing deals. And like that's all the conversations. I like it. So it's very concentrated. And then the ambition is very impressive. Like, you know, any entrepreneur wants to bite the world and become a leader of the world. While what I feel generally in Europe is that they, you know, generally, right, there are exceptions, but entrepreneurs want to dominate too much locally. They want to dominate Paris or Madrid or Berlin or London. And that's the difference. It's probably, if you aim at doing a world leader, then maybe you do a world leader.
Right. So obviously there's intense interest right now on the West Coast, in particular because we've had all these IPOs or startups that are just about to IPO, whether that's LinkedIn and Groupon and Facebook and so on. And you're involved with Seismic right now. I mean, what are you? Are there any companies here that you'd even, you know, are vaguely excited about, or is it a moribund space?
No. It's not. I mean, Le Web had 500 startups as candidates for our startup competition. This is huge. This is, you know, like, as big or bigger than some of the startup, you know, conferences or summits in the US. So that tells you how Europe is big. Now, I have to admit that I've been in the US for 4 years, and one sad thing is that the European startups don't really make the news in Silicon Valley. So I cannot really quote, you know, so many startups. Of course, TweetDeck was acquired by Twitter, which is cool. I know Ian, I congratulated him. I know Fun because Martin Varsavsky is my buddy in Spain, and it's doing very well. Apart from that, I'll wait for this year's, you know, startup selection.
That's a great answer. Well, I just want to reiterate here that we're actually using this platform that is new to me. It's called Audio Boot, started by this guy called Mark Rock.
Those guys should give you a free program.
Yeah, we should get a free program out of this at least, because we're using the free version here.
It must be $3 in addition to that, I bet.
Something like that. Anyway, Loic, thank you very much.
No, my pleasure. Thanks.